The Greg Campaign's 35-point plan includes proposals focused on building a skilled workforce, growing small businesses, and streamlining economic development efforts. Greg says those proposals, if put into action, would be judged by evaluating a series of key metrics.
We're going to look at population growth. We're going to look at the number of new jobs that we have created compared to the rest of the nation. We're going to look at per capita income.
Much of Greg's plan mirrors the Indiana Chamber of Commerce's agenda. Both, for instance, look at adding LGBT protections to state law and mapping Indiana's water infrastructure and resources. Greg says that's no coincidence.
I've argued for many months with the Chamber of Commerce that I've got more in common with them than Governor Pence does.
In response to Greg's plan, the Pence campaign points to Indiana's economic record during the governor's administration. That includes an unemployment rate that's decreased by nearly half and a business climate ranked by some as tops in the Midwest. For Indiana Public Broadcasting, I'm Brandon Smith at the State House.